From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. A Russian admiral says Russian involvement on the ground in Syria is likely. The remark follows reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. Here is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
Turkey warned that Russia would be responsible for any undesired incident if another breach takes place. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word comes from U.S. Army General John Campbell, the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. General Campbell told reporters Monday at the Pentagon he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the upcoming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government for 10 years in various capacities as finance minister, director of the Bureau of the Budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News.